Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Di is called in from Constantia. Good morning, Di. How are you doing?
Good morning, Lester. I'm fine. Frustrated.
Why
like
so?
Like a lot of Capetonians. Oh, you know, our city is like an orchestra out of sync. Or maybe even the bassoon player hasn't arrived on the day and the drummer has just got an automatic thing in there. But I got a traffic offense in 2019. Uh-huh. My phone was confiscated. I needed to get the phone back the next day because I was traveling. I was told I could go to Hillstar. I went to Hillstar. I paid an admission of guilt and a recovery fine for my phone. Mm-hmm. I had to pay cash. Yes, they did give me a receipt. No, I can't find it. So I get a call 2 weeks ago from a lady who says very politely, am I aware that there is a warrant out for my arrest? Why don't I actually settle this or come to a point where I can tell them why I'm resisting paying it? Mm-hmm. So I said, but I paid it. A long story short, she says, go to Gallows Hill and present your case. Have you still got the phone? I say, yeah, I've still got the phone. She said, well, then it's hard to understand why they can dispute you didn't pay it because you've got the phone back. So I said, okay, I'll go to Gallows Hill, go to Gallows Hill, stand in the queue, get tossed from pillar to post. Eventually, a lady who gives me a number and says, no, we can't access Hillstar's records from here. Like, hello, two traffic departments that are not coordinated or even synced on information. I must go to Hillstar or I must phone this number. When I phone that number, it doesn't exist. And in fact, it's a call station. And I give them a long story like I'm giving you. And they go, oh, well, all we can do is tell you to go to Hillstar. This is a call center. This is not an advice. And we are not the traffic department. You need to go to Hillstar.
I've received, and I may have some outstanding fines. I'm going to go through my phone. And that says something similar. I have outstanding fines. If I would like to pay, I must go to this particular website. This website is not a City of Cape Town website. It's a payfinecapetown.com.
Yeah. So and they get a commission for recovering the fine.
That is something to look into. Di, thanks so much for planting that seed. Let's just look at the legality of external companies putting pressure on you to pay your fines. Of course, pay your fines.
Absolutely.
It's the right thing to do.
And then me having no recourse. And I'm guilty, or in their eyes, I'm guilty. In my eyes, I'm innocent until proven guilty. But they refuse to give me the proof that I paid the money. And I can't renew my vehicle license now.
One of our producers, Amy, says she got a similar SMS. Amy doesn't have a driver's license at all.
No.
Amy doesn't drive. So, Di, thanks so much for the heads up. We will definitely look into that. The legality, the procedures, the protocol of these external companies who try and through their platform get you to pay their fines or your fines. Let's jot that down. Tommy in Guguletu. How are you doing, Tommy?
Lester, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all right. How can I help you today? What's on your mind?
Little comment, and I would like to kind of say this as succinctly as I possibly can for the person that I am. You know, it amazes me how we don't seem to realize the power that we have at our disposal. This is my premise for what I want to say, because whenever I hear one saying, I'm not going to vote, I'm just going to perhaps stay at home and do nothing, that's kind of self-defeating, because the only way of getting rid of these non-clean sweeping brooms is by going out there and vote them out, by casting a vote.
Yeah.
Now, if I stay at home, it's possible that that very same person will be put in position again by someone else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, not to vote, Lester, is like someone who dies of thirst while leaning against a water well. All you had to do, he could have just walked around the wall and he would have come across the faucet open it up and drink some water in order to stay alive. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You are leaning, or you are holding power in your hand, and you kind of decide not to use it. It's kind of self-defeating. Mm. I
remember there was an Afrobarometer poll not so long ago where it said that most South Africans would actually forego elections. They would rather not vote. They would not participate in a democratic process, but they would rather have some form of benign, benevolent dictatorship. And I thought, just how in 25 short years we as a country have become so jaded and despondent with an electoral system that the majority of us would actually say we actually would give up elections if people would just deliver. And we have one person who would deliver, he gets to rule for a particular point of time, but no public engagement, no elections. I thought, wow, that says a lot about the country that we live in at the moment.
Yeah, Lester, that's all I wanted to say.
Tommy, I appreciate that.
I don't think we're thinking clearly by staying at home and not vote. These political parties, I don't care whoever they are, all of them, they need some rude awakening. Mm.
Tommy in Guguletu, really appreciate it. 021-446-0567. Let's go to a quick break. Sue in Berkeley, I'll see you. We'll be with you after this.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Sue in Berkeley, good morning. Thanks so much for holding on. How are you?
Morning, Lester. Thanks so much for taking my call. That's good, thank you.
Good. What do you want to talk about?
You seem to be the person who can sometimes perform miracles, so I'm sort of reaching out in desperation in this particular case. I did the right thing last Saturday, and I went and registered a change of address because I previously voted in Durbanville, and I'm now in Birkfleet. And I went with a friend to the Century City registering office on Saturday, and they were offline. But I was able to fill in a form with my change of address. Then on Monday, I got an SMS confirming my ID, et cetera, and that I was registered to vote at Durbanville High School. And then I phoned the number that was on the SMS, which was another sort of challenge. But anyway, I got through eventually. And she was unable to help me. I only phoned on the Tuesday, but she gave me a number to phone in Cape Town. So I did that.
Was it the Bellville number, the 910 number? 910-5700, 021-910-5700.
I'll tell you now, I wrote it down. No, it was 854-3497. Is the number she gave me, which I phoned, and eventually it went onto a message system, and I left the message. I've heard nothing. I can't get hold of anyone. At 70, I really cannot see myself having to drive all the way from Berkeley to Durbanville to vote when I tried to do the right thing. And as your previous caller, one before the previous one, said, you know, one needs to vote, and I certainly believe in voting.
And the ward councillor in, yes, you may have an impact in terms of your PR ballot, but your ward councillor, the ward councillor in Durbanville, has no impact on your life in Berkeley.
Yes, Lester, my thing is also to have to actually go all the way through to Durbanville to vote.
Yes.
Is to me as well. It's just not on.
No, you should be voting where you live and for the ward councillor where you live. So I'm going to ask Waleed to give you to get your details. We will see what we can do from the IEC. I know that there have been other people also in Berkeley. I know there was a caller last week from Berkeley who had a similar problem because when they checked on the voters' roll inside the polling station, they weren't registered. But then they said they went to one of the political parties outside who also has access to the voters' roll. That is when they were registered for that particular area. So I think we could speak maybe to the head of the IEC here in the Western Cape and see if there is an issue here. But 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Let's have a listen to some of your voice notes.
Hi, Cape Talk. Your previous callers are spot on. Very soon we'll be able to bath in the potholes in Goodwood. It's heading to look like Witbank in Joburg. Mm. And it's scandalous, actually. What are we paying rates and taxes for? And they started filling them up on rainy days, and I wonder if that's good, because will it have any effect when the tar's being put in the holes when it rains? I'm a bit off on that score. But yeah, if they do things, maybe it's just to fix it temporarily because it's voting time. Mm. Rose in Cape Town.
Thanks so much, Rose. I think we should do with issues around potholes is do what communities in the UK have done. After years of complaining about potholes, what they did, they took graffiti spray cans. And then around the potholes, they spray-painted knobs and ballions. They spray-painted genitalia, male genitalia around those potholes. And in 1, 2, 3, those local councils repaired those potholes. Let's have a listen to another voice note.
Morning, Lester. I just want to react to this lady that said that she's not going to be voting DA due to the inaction of her councillor. And I want to say bravo. That's exactly what we should be doing. I have similar issues when it comes to my councillor, who couldn't be bothered to give me the time of day. And driving around, the last little while, I've been seeing the DA posters up for the candidates, and I drive quite widely. I drive in quite a lot of areas, and I must be honest with you, I mean, I'm a white male, and the white males up on those polls don't speak to me in any way, shape, or form. I myself won't be voting DA either. Won't vote ANC, so I'm not sure who I will vote, quite frankly, but no, not the DA.
Lester, good morning. I must agree with the caller. I have a similar problem out in Somerset West. Our ward councillor, Gregory Peck, does nothing really for our community. I would like to vote DA, but what do I do if he is running for ward councillor again? What should one do as a ordinary citizen? Maybe you can advise, Lester. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Lindiwe Mazibuko started a political academy 3 years ago, and we've yet to find a grassroots organization doing something similar in Cape Town. And I think this is a very big need. I'd love to know if Musi Maimani would be somebody to get involved as a leader in this field.
Remember, Lindiwe started what she called the apolitical academy. It has no party political basis. In fact, it's not even involved in participatory politics, electoral politics. It's about growing future leaders who then can go into whatever political persuasion of what they choose.